You're listening to Radio Redux. We'll be with you shortly. And for now, though, here's Sonic 06, the Dusty Desert, the Ruins. Interrupting.
Yeah.
you're getting. We can relegate you to number three position.
We're number three in here, so I'm kind
of. I can promote that cup. To number two.
Fine.
The hermit crab can be promoted as well. I'll bust you down to four so fast. You won't understand where three went. Here we go. I'm not changing your cake. Your debonair community manager and host, and all those wondrous things. Oh yes. And seated on my left is a cup. It's a cup. Say hello, cup. You what? Suck, cup. You're fine. That's okay. Directly behind the cup is a man. I know there's a mobile phone there, but I'm not going to start going through every inanimate object between you and the screen.
I mean, it sounds fine, emotionally, so, you know.
Spins as you need cup crusher? Yes. Anyway, directly behind the cup, the phone, the desk, and the air space between them is...
Like Draco, yeah.
I was told earlier that apparently you have all fangirls in the world now. I'm not allowed any other fangirls. Because you have
them.
I don't have other fangirls. Yes. Yes. Then they married me. And then they went off to be in pictures with Blake Draco. Oh, yes. I have the photographic evidence to prove it. Because it's a photo. Yes, and because I took the photo. I saw it with my own eyes and with a lens. Other than that, in my eyes. Speaking of the guilty party, who is betwixt us both, apparently. Now that I'm back. Who is a person or persons that is in between. I use funky words!
Yeah.
Wasn't about me, was it? Never about me, apparently.
Shall I start again, kids? Between us both is... Echo, I am, anti-climatism, in full sonification.
That should be my that's pretty damn good.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's Mrs. A, okay? Gosh, I'm so proud of it.
Although you and Mr. F won't get anyone else.
No,
I can't.
Can I offer you this one? Can I offer you the all expensive? Yes, I'm all aware we've got these teams already playing in the background. Not anymore. So yes, who have we got in the chat? Well, there's some interesting changes. We'll start with Radio Second though, we have an indicator for this sort of thing, which we have. It's a special app for the MIRC program that actually measures performance within a chat room. Well, I wouldn't say wall, more column, more like a fence post. It's really just a broom that's sort of standing up a bit. We have, in no particular order, music's being loud again. Music's always loud. Music's always loud until you hear it on the recording, and music is very, very quiet, which kind of defeats the purpose. But oh well. Hopefully that's a bit better for people. We have Yumi, Trekkie, the Mellotron, the Johnny, the Yoshi, Teela Boyle. Teela has married Susan Boyle, and then there's just Suji, who I believe is a alternate reality female version of Luigi. SJ Pipeline SSF is still missing. We're about to call off the search. Rad Miles Prower, Ink and Inky. Gerbelio, who I'm guessing is the Italian version of Gerbelay. Gario, who's actually got a tag on his ankle that prevents him going anywhere that doesn't have Radio Sega on. It's a very interesting punishment. Fastbeat, who is apparently on Fastbeat's phone mix. There are several reasons why I do not believe that is the case. Empires, Aligo Bonato, Dario. Galio's name changed his name back to Gonic. Biafra spawned in Trigon. In Sonic Stadium, you have Voice, Earth Vija, because they are now one. This is the main's fault. In that she was drawing some stuff that was frankly filthy, and T-Bird knocked a glass of his, you know, his radioactive stuff that he keeps at his house, because obviously he's a physicist and he works with radioactive materials, so he knocked it onto the picture. Which culminated in some sort of radioactive fire, and they put it into this test chamber, which unfortunately with this reality alteration engine. So as a result, they are now one particular person, and are now residing up in Leeds. Sounds about right.
Yeah.
Trigon, Tricky, Marlton again join us. Strong Bad Spin, Sonic Savvy. Sonic AD, Silver Luigi, Shadow Fox 04, who's on Cider. That's what she said. Shades, somebody really ought to tell Shades about the Sonic Eggs comic. Because Shade is probably wearing a dress at the moment. Ringtail Fox, Miles Prower, Lucas, Johnny, Jacob. Hogfather, drops off fast feet, who's still on Fomix, Only Venato, D'Artagnan, Daisoku, Concord Hedgehog, CD-ROM 1019, B-Man! Wow, B-Man is listening, theoretically. Blue Blur, Austria. Who promptly leaves. Because that's what you do. Bondi, MK, Biafra and Chanbot, and that's it, really. That's your lot. So yes, how was your wake?
My wake.
How was your wake after you died?
Very upsetting.
Very upsetting. Yeah. You found your heart just wasn't in it, owing to the fact that it had been given away with a donor card.
Well, considering I wasn't signed up for that, it's kind of trespassing. Yeah, I'm back. Mm-hmm. I think my week has been okay, I think. Up until the weekend, when I got my 360 back.
Your 360. Oh yeah, because Blake's 360 died.
It was on the edge of dying.
On the edge of dying. So we took a trip down to Game and traded it in. And £55 for an Xbox, a very very old Xbox with its last legs. Not bad. So, you managed to get an S, 360S,
yes.
The 360S which Turbo,
we found
12
a,
cylinders.
Found a very interesting.
Yeah.
Of it.
Yeah. What happened when you took off the sticker on the drivetrain?
The O came off
the Xbox.
It's quite hilarious that couldn't take my O back off the sticker. I had to try to stick it back off. Yeah. But there was another interesting thing.
Oh yeah, what's this other Xbox? This is a Slim, by the way. You didn't get
touch sensitive.
Touch sensitive. It's like, let me touch you. And it makes a sort of, noise.
Constantly.
It's like,
open this tray.
Boop.
Close this tray.
Boop.
Turn it off.
Boop.
Turn it on.
Boop. Boop.
Yep.
Boop. Boop. How much is a tin of beans?
Very loud as well.
Yeah.
More loud than that.
They're having their own fun again in the chat. I need Granato asks if we can have Swing Baby on later, and the answer is yes, as long as it doesn't cost me anything. But yeah, I mean, my week was interesting. I've got to play some more Colours. Woo! I would be much happier just playing Colours than doing anything else. Drill! Whisper aiming. Yes, all the rest of them. Laser! Drill's the best one. Drill's just the best. All round, Drill is the best. There is Spike, yeah, I know. Yes, well done. You know all the wisps. Well, most of them. Cube! I'm surprised no one's figured out you can use Cube multiple times in the same power. Well, it's the only one you can. There you go, something new. Don't think it's been revealed yet. Something new for people. As revealed on Radio Sega, because you know it's the official Sega podcast, according to about one person, and therefore that made it real. If you don't know what Cube does, there's like there's various blue cubes with rings in them, and it basically alternates them between being physical and non-physical. Someone said now it's canon. Not that kind of canon, it isn't, because that's a kaboom canon.
That's an Earth Art canon.
Earth Art, Show Fox has stolen one of your cannons. But you can actually, once you activate the cube, you can actually activate the cube again in the same period of time. Obviously, your stuff's going down all the time, but you can actually do cube and then like undo it. And then redo it. So yeah, that's something new. New! There's also, of course, there's the giant wisp that's shaped like a microphone. That's grey. And it's like volume! And you're like mass increases and it fills up the entire screen.
The screen explodes
and you magically come back to life, but it wipes out every single bad nick on the screen. That is completely true. 100% Grey Wisp. It's on the box art, look carefully. It's sort of right at the top left, just like near the sea. On Colours. Might look like a bit of a smud, but no, it's real.
It's very, very huge. The art has to be very, very small.
Shade says, oh shit, I got a wisp in my room. Is that the same as there's a snake in my boots? There's a wisp in my room! It's got a knife. No, it's got a wrench! If you are confronted in the middle of the night by a wisp and it has a knife, just go, you know, and you switch the lights on off a few times, it will just forget itself. It'll start doing a jig, and then when it's not looking, you can just get like a pen and just poke it in its eye.
Oh, that's cool.
It is cool. It is cool, Robin. It's very cool. I mean, it's yes, that would be bad. Overlord Wisp Charlie turned by Sega, but no, wisps don't go like that. They don't go meow. They make a sort of chittering noise though. Or at least Yakka does. Sort of goes, like that. Yeah.
Anyway.
There you go. This is just more information that no one will care about. But so we had that. I've got to find out what's happening next week with regards to my job. Something's happening. After the fun this week just gone with this massive build up to get to hand me this letter, which was brilliant. Okay, There was some muttering all of a sudden, and then there was my boss currently came up to me and like this is very important. I give you this letter. I was like, okay. I know stuff's going on with the community team in this OE, so it was like, he's like don't worry, it's not your pig slip. I was like it better not be. Bentley's floating around on Twitter and he's bored. PC upgrade, I'm going to be state of the art again. Well, tell him we're going to be playing his blimmin' track later. Because Onya Governato said so. So, yes, Bentley Jones. What other Bentleys do we know? Seriously. Also, what other Bentleys do we know? Bentley car, yeah. And Yazzie just run up on his house and steal his bed. Bruh! Where was I? What was I talking about?
Talking about this letter.
Oh yeah, this blooming letter. So the massive deal was about this, like handing this over to me. It's like, alright. So, bear in mind stuff was going on. I was like, hey, I might finally be given the title of Senior Community Manager at SOE. Owing to the fact that I'm the only one left. And I am the most senior one there anyway. It's like, is it the one that Martin used to have? Martin was senior community manager, and he was quite right to be senior community manager. I am the only one left. Have been there, have been in charge of the team, what there was of it, for what, 3 months, 4 months? And I was like, handed this letter, so I was like, alright, they're finally doing it, they're going to change, they're going to send the change around. And I was fully explained, right, it's either going to be officially giving you this title, or just let you know you've got something going on. And what it turned out to be, get Ruben from SOA over to SOE. Watson, I won't do this Sonic anymore. I pointed out in the Sega forum earlier, Ruby is not the SOA community manager for Sonic. Sonic 4 is the only thing that he's done for Sonic, as far as I'm aware. Kelly does all of them. Sonic 4 is the only one that Kelly's not done. She's done Unleashed, she's done both the M&S's, she's done... I'm pretty certain she's done the storybook ones. I know she's Colours, she's Free Riders. Kelly's your girl, SOA people. So it's just really fun to go in the forum from like these games that Ruby's just not on and going, Ruby, tell us about this, and it's like, AUK, do you have any tracks from Sonic Colours? That would be telling. Where's AAJP? Yeah, she's been upstaged by Ruby. Well, upstaged by Ruby because he's done one game, which everyone's made so much about, really. I mean, it's a bit massive game. I wouldn't say she's been upstaged by him. everyone in their right mind has been upstaged by Ruby, because no one even knows that I do shit anymore on Sonic all the time. See, all I want to hear is Reach for the Stars, AUK. Don't you think I am still trying to get Reach for the Stars so we can play it? It's a long time coming, and I've been going on about it for ages. I've been asking about the theme tune for Free Riders, which has sort of been revealed. And I'm trying to sort that out. I've asked several times, and I asked again last week, and the response was, what's that? I was like, no, you remember how I sorted that out? And I was like, oh. Anyway, I have no idea who the singer at TGS was, by the way. Absolutely no idea. All I can say is that the actual track is much better than that particular performance, at least in my opinion, and in the permission of opinion of everyone else. I know. Reaching the Stars is already up on internet, says Hogfather. If it is, I'm going to be pissed. Oh, is that... And This is Blooming S Club. Yeah. Oh my, Hogfather, you are so predictable. How is that nicely played? That was just that's not nicely played at all. That just looked blatantly obvious. Anyway, this letter. So it was handed to me. It's like big massive deal's been made out of this, of handing it over to me, and so I've got it. It's like, oh, okay, so this is something important, something big and important. And what it turned out was, it was a letter giving me confirmation of the fact that I was going to receive my bonus that I got, like, beginning of July. So not only is the letter really, not only is it obviously, it was for something in July, the letter is dated end of August. So, thank you for confirming in the past that I got something. Awesome. This is a massive thing, was made this. I was so expecting it to be something on there about your job has changed. But I actually went back to my boss and went, this doesn't tell me anything. And he says, oh, but it tells you about your bonus. I kind of knew about that. Loads of fun. Does Carlos have another vocal theme besides Reach for the Stars? Asks Scar. I don't know. What's the name of the Free Riders track? And can we have a better version than that retarded TGS version? The answer is, I can't tell you yet. And the answer is, oh good God, yes. But not yet. I'm trying. Yeah. Anyway. Any chance you can play the instrumental of Endless Possibilities in the background while you talk over just to drive us mad? Well, no, because it'll only end up on a YouTube video of somebody in the back with stuff in the background going, oh, I know, the instrumental of Endless Possibilities, look, here it is on this radio show. Thanks, Olympic Stadium. So, no. No, you can't. Sorry. Other than that, it's like, no, it mustn't. It's been a...
Arkham Asylum.
Arkham Asylum came through the door. Came back through the door.
Back. Came back through the door.
Okay, yeah.
You kind of got your shoulder onto the back of the guard,
you know? Mm. Yeah, it's, I'm turning this into, like, some sort of state penitentiary. It's well known.
I have no clue, quite
she,
frankly.
Is she buffered off to do a horse thing?
Oh, I probably she has. I'm guessing she has.
You are so relegated to below the cup.
The
cup
is now empty.
The cup is empty. So, you see, I would say that's just not full. some look at that cup and say, that cup's empty. And some of that would look at that and say, that's not full. Regardless, it's fucking devoid of content.
Some would say, would you like me to...
Yeah. And some would say, would you like a refill? At all. But some people are rude. I can hear the police. Yeah, that was in the...
Oh, yeah. That was interesting.
CD-ROM would say, some would say, that cup is full of air. Ah, but is it? Is that entirely 100% full of air if I put a cover over it? You need to access hi AUK. Hi! No, they're not after me. We'll have a swing baby in a sec. Because Gabby's turned into radio, tuned into radio, he's turned into radio arena. He's tuned into radio arena now after sorting out house stuff. Yeah, I guess so. Oh yes, Dead Rising 2, that's the plan after RR, he says. Because you've got Dead Rising 2.
Yes, I do.
Tell us about Dead Rising 2.
It's quite fun, actually. I can't tell you much. I wasn't going to spoil it all.
Lol. How about you tell people that you're going to tell them about it next week? Lol, announcement of announcement.
But the ways to kill zombies are much more fun than this game.
Yeah.
As you've seen.
Yeah, that's cool. Josh says, I have the cigar for Sanshiro. Well, how about you give him back to us? Because we got... He wonders where he was. I need to play some... It looks good. But I might want to see if I can play the first one first. What are you gonna do? Yay, TJ. Right, we're gonna have a musical break now. And we're gonna play some Bentley Jones because otherwise apparently the world will end. Now, do you want the So Much More version, which is 4 minutes, or do we want the Promageddon mix version, which is 2 minutes 53? I will let the people decide. While waiting for them to get their letters in, we'll have another piece of music as well. Something to do with Sonic would probably be a good idea. Oh no, not them. Not them. Something from Tales of Knighthood. Thank good. Far Away Avalon, that'll do. I'm not sure if it's good or not, but we'll have Far Away Avalon, and then we'll have a 4 minute version. I heard a 16-bit version of Dreams in Absolution. No, you didn't hear a 16-bit version of Dreams in Absolution. You heard the work in progress version of Dreams in Absolution from Sonic 6. Josh says, sorry, AUK. Oh, right, that's because of stealing Cigar Sanctuary. What is Misty Lake? I'll swap with Misty Lake if you really want it. No problem with that. That children's class singing Still Alive from Portal. What's that got to do with Sonic and Black Knight? Alright, so we got instead Misty Lake. The Far Away Avalon, and then we'll have Bentley Jones singing something. Because we have Bentley Jones. Bentley Jones!
So much more.
They want that, do they? That's got the ever onwards going one. Anyway, here's Misty Lake. You're listening to Radio Redux, where things happen that only you will know what those are.
Hey, this is Bentley Jones, and you're listening to Radio Redux, the only place on the web for everything hedgehog related.
You can breathe. Just swing now, baby, now. Oh, swing for take you right down low, cause we're gonna break it down and take it nice and slow.
Echo's rejoined us. She has, there is.
Yay, there she is.
Hey. Yeah, they're having their own little thing. Bentley Jones live. Yes, he was singing live just then. He blatantly was. Apparently you might be listening in, or you've been invited in, or I don't know. One of the 7 reasons. So I do this as who came first. Places I want, Jason Griffith, SOS 10. It might be a bit difficult since we've already had SOS 10. Why is he pointing at our ball? Sorry. Overhead. Yeah, that. I have to use that. Time paradox. Yes, there's a correction. On SOS 11, Jason. That's another thing about voice actors being at SOS. Because people just complain. Their choice.
I mean, they're good for a question.
It's rather difficult to convince Sega to go, yes, we want the guy who did Sonic's voice but doesn't do Sonic's voice anymore to... We want you to give me money so I can pay a guy who doesn't work on the stuff anymore to come down and talk about his time working on the thing when there's actually some guy who's already working doing it now. No one compares about the... No one cares about the actual realities of getting these things to happen. You know who I want for SOS 11? Anyone else.
Alright, but you guys set yourselves up so hard.
SOS 11 will happen, and then, like... Kurt Angle for SOS 11.
No.
He'll interrupt. I must admit, I did have some sort of weird dream the other day of being at SOS 11 and then Triple H coming out and then to do a promo and he's actually sitting down and then he's going to say, actually I'm a really big fan like that, and then going all like fanboy. It was really crazy, and I very rarely have dreams that I remember nowadays, so that was like, I remember waking up and just going, what the hell was that about? He's not on Twitter.
No.
Trip is not on Twitter.
He will be.
He has to be.
Eventually.
You'll find out when Sean Michaels finds out.
Josh says, Josh's Kamehameha is a very weird laugh.
You should get that checked.
Justin Bieber for SOS 11.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. No, actually, I will set up Justin Bieber for SOS 12, and then I'll just go, I'll start up the negotiations, and then I'll just go, hey, Sven, there you go. Because there's no way on earth he'll be able to just get out of doing it. That looks strange.
Here's a door.
Actually, I forgot to say, actually, did people get their questions in? Are you okay to sing Wonder Man at SOS 11?
Sing that
I don't sing that often, though. No. You don't sing that often either. You were singing
alone.
Last night.
I sing when I'm alone.
You were singing
when
last
I
night.
I think I'm alone, I will sing to myself.
Yeah, I was like, was that really nice scene?
Pretty much, yeah. As a matter of fact, I was kind of surprised when you people were like still awake and I'm going up at 2 in the morning going,
like, why are you still awake? No, the question is, why are you still awake?
There's never a question. I'm still awake.
Union Heck wants hunts. We should have Whisk cookies.
I could make those, or Whisk
no,
muffins.
No, Whisk muffins. Whisk cookies would be absolutely bloody awesome. SOS 11 sing Wonder Man to AUK at SOS 11. I like that idea, Gavin. Everyone else can do it. This is the theme for SOS 11. Is the theme of SOS 11 is, why don't you not do it for once? That's the theme of SOS 11. Wisp cookies. Wisp cookies. I'm laying it out there now that we sell Wisp cookies.
Oh yeah.
I that's going to be one of my suggestions. It also, all goddamn serious. I think a load of cookies, just you know, square shapes, triangle shapes, star shapes, with the colour icing on it. That would be really, really cool.
Like just colour in the eyeball and then put like a sprinkle
of something. Yes, blue icing and you have white icing on the dot. That would be awesome. You could sell those for like a quid each. So that's our idea. It's our idea. That's, you know, we're having that. Who's cooking it? Well, we can do them in batches.
We'd have to get some
Wisp friendship bracelets for SO11. Everyone will probably have a wristband next year.
Well, you say that. I mean, we did plan on how many. We had the 500 and up to 800.
Just should be sung from SOS. What has he done for the Sonic community? Oh, a lot more than I've done. Justin Bieber's done loads more than I've done than everyone else. It's a little known fact that Justin Bieber is actually one of Dreadnoks. He's one of Dreadnoks's entourage. Everyone might follow him, but he follows Dreadnoks. Oh yes. Get your questions in, by the way, for some questions and answers, answers and questions at Q&A UK. No, so it's going to be a Lady Gaga Justin Bieber duet.
Actually,
of dreams.
Lynn would probably be.
Niazi would be just like.
Niazi would vomit and Lynn would just giggle. That's all it would be. And then everybody else would be caught just completely off guard and wonder what the heck is going on and how much they're paying.
But yeah, get your stuff. Get your, get Justin Bieber works on Sonic 06, according to Gabby. Yeah, he coded the, Justin Bieber coded the physics. Speaking of physics, I stood on like a slope the other day, and I didn't fall off it, so I'm guessing the world's physics is broken.
How steep was the slope?
Oh, it was very steep.
What kind of angle?
It was a gradient. Seriously. So yeah, if
swimsuit contest or SOS 2011.
Wow. Swimsuit contest. Well, that. Well, yeah, because we've got so many girls.
Nobody wants to swimsuit. I just say it now. You just don't. I just hide all the time.
It's whoever dresses as Rouge in a swimsuit contest, and then they just win.
Or you could do it all in a
costume. Incidentally, can I just confirm that? If we do a cosplay contest, we must do a cosplay contest, yeah, I'm guessing. If we just decide to dress really slutty, that's not gonna win you the contest. I don't care if they cheer.
Well, it makes for good stage play.
It makes for good stage play, yeah. It'd be also nice if we got some different ones.
There was
some borderline suitability, I think. SOS 10.
Well, you never said there was a target range of audience. Did we want to make this stuff PG? You gotta say, if it's gonna be PG, then please keep it PG. Otherwise, not
Justin Bieber's new theme song for Hannah Montana. And we've had Hannah Montana for a 20th anniversary Sonic game. Everyone cosplays as Rouge, apparently. You're the cosplay. Yes, you do want to cosplay as a werewolf.
I know.
Which would just be very uncomfortable for me.
You say that you're always too busy to do anything anyway, so I don't know why you think you grope the werehog, so.
Why would I want to grope a werehog?
Because it's this werehog.
It's actually we need to have that as like as a special community day, which is like the second Wednesday in November is officially a grope a werehog day. We can do it for Sonic Relief! Grope a Werehog!
Hey,
when, Apparently the hosts need to be in the main RAM and Echo of the...
Everybody else
and,
is
and then
they,
and then
the
somebody would have a hose and then there'd be sponges and suds and then things would get very exciting. And Blake's just giggling like crazy now. Hey, they were all like Ram X Echo the other week. Dozica says I still want to cosplay as Tails. I want somebody to cosplay as Tails. Tails isn't the handy one in 3 years to cosplay as Yeah, that was a... Yeah, that was Phil. It was Vija.
He
just looks scary. He looks scary!
Because they're on the side like this. Because they slumped.
Because Phil is so tall and quite slim, the proportions are so wrong. It just looks creeps you the hell out.
If he had a bigger head and bigger tail, he'd be fine, but because they're so small.
He's going to be nothing at SummerSlam 2011. Everyone's going to turn up and I'm going to be like, ha ha! Fuck you! That should just be it. Vegeta cosplay SOS 11, says Gabby.
Of course he's going to cosplay.
Summit of Rouge, Summit of Slags. What's going on? Summit of Slappers. Josh said I scared Bentley Jones. What? Oh, I don't know if he's around or not.
How do you scare him?
I don't know. How does Josh manage to scare Bentley Jones? I would like to know how you scared Bentley Jones, Josh. Yeah, how do you scare Bentley Jones? Echo X T-Bird's hat. What were you doing with T-Bird's hat?
You don't want to know.
Yeah. The brim's now ruined.
That thing's a bit
fun. Are you sorry? Harry T-Bird's hat needs Viagra, are you saying? Summer of Rage, I don't care. Summer of Sonic. Bad enough, it's that. Summer of Drill!
That's gonna happen. Of course everybody wants it. You're gonna have to find the drill.
You can't have that because the initials.
What?
Sod. We can have Summer of Laser, and then we can have Steve Lysett back. It'd be Soul.
Whoa. Ow!
It's like 4XAUKX Laser. According to the credits, it definitely isn't AUKX Sonic 4. It's AUK had nothing to do with Sonic 4.
Stop trying to bite me. No way.
We just got her back and you've told her to go away. You twit, get her back now.
She's biting me.
She's biting you. Well, set RAM on her.
Don't hold.
You're just not trying. Right, get your questions in anyway. We'll have another piece of music. And don't forget you've got Fast Beats phone mix at 9 o'clock, by the way, people. There's a bird in here somewhere. Oh no, it's Rouge the Bat.
Citizens of Robotropolis.
Oh, I don't know. Anyway, we've got Mini Boss on by Botnix. Let's have that for a piece of music. We'll be back shortly. Get those questions in, peoples.
And because I am a kind, generous, and caring tyrant, I will even allow music to be played at this joyous event. We'll be right back.
your hairdos, everyone, because we're spinning out of here.
Been scarred for life at this end. Union Hack, Chris Thorndike, ex-Dark Gaia. Oh god, my eyes. This is wrong.
Just why?
And then it went about Iblis. Just like, I pointed out Iblis ex Enable is kind of playing with fire, you know, sort of, if you see what I mean. Iblis X Blaze. Well, that kind of happened. That kind of happened, and then they both died, slashed, were sealed into another dimension. Echo X Wow X Ram. What was that? Oh. Rape. Good grief. Green Eyes X Shuttle Loops. What? 1991 Sonic X 2006 Sonic. Dreadnoks X Jin Sunue. AK X Echo. Or. I'm not sure about that one. Chocolate XCSSIRC. You people are wrong. So wrong. JoeFox04 says, can we have more breakdancing Eggman? And then shows me a link. Is Breakdancing Eggman's awesome though. I like Breakdancing Eggman. Crabmeat X Amy Rose X Inanimate Object of the Sort. That is so wrong. Chris X Methylis.
What?
Concord Hedgehog says fans X annoying fan pairings. Troy says, I think I won. No, I think Concord Hedgehog has won. Fans XAUK, that one's definitely not been working. Fans X Anyone But. Anyway, Hulk Lava says, I have a question. Any chance we could get the Sega Cyber Razor Cut Man to give us haircuts at SOS? No. Enigma Master says a 4-minute version. So here's how to scare Bentley. This might be interesting.
Oh my word.
Yoshi, I've got no idea. I never even got your message, so I'm not going on there. Perry's very busy. Always projects. Before you ask, I don't know what the projects are. AEK, when can we expect the release date of Sonic 4 Episode 1? Serious question. I don't know, that's a serious answer. Shady Wolf, the other day, was when I said, was like, you must know, and I was just like, actually, I don't.
Well, people,
they tell me nothing. You guys will find out probably before I will. I'm sort of slowly falling into ROM territory, where it's just like, anyone else find out before I do, even though I've asked about 3 weeks prior. Yeah, I don't know. Honestly, I don't know. All I know is a rough approximation time, which is the rough approximation time that you guys all know. I don't know. There you go, sorry. Do not know. Hey guys, now that Blake's paid, do you guys want the Chinese?
Well, he's probably also thinking
to
get a little boost
in my mind. Echo X Earth Vija. That's wrong because actually that would be like free.
Well,
Union Hack wants Chinese?
Between. Now get this, because there's not an X between Earth and
Vija.
It would be a combination, a hybrid, a love child even, between the two, and then I get to screw that. That would be interesting.
Vija the Fox X Earth the Raccoon. This is Emerald Coast. Quiet, peaceful, serene. That is until Vija the Fox wakes up! Life will be simple in Emerald Coast except for Earthbard the Raccoon. And their life will be simple except for the main!
The bat.
The bat. No. Might be the zoo. Hell, we're in the States, they are. Because they... Well, why would we have tigers in a zoo? We don't have tigers in this country.
Well, surely we're going to introduce them now.
What? Like... Yeah, we'll go to a zoo. You can only have the animals in the zoo that are in your country.
I don't know, Rex.
It's a pigeon.
They're the equivalent of the fox around here. They're pretty much everywhere.
Congratulations, welcome to the Avery. Welcome to the Avery, which is 90% seagulls and pigeons. A really, really boring zoo. Welcome to the reptile house. What have we got? Well, we've got the endangered newts, and next to that is an adder, and where's the newt gone? that's it. Here's a frog. Here's another frog. There's a toad. I think it's a toad. It might be a frog. That's I think it's a frog that's damn ugly. So yeah, let's all go to the zoo. The zoo, how about you can come to, go into the zoo, to see a badger.
That's pretty much the equivalent of what the raccoon in the zoo is for me.
Raccoon in the zoo. Hey guys, welcome to the Sonic Room. Check out my raccoon. Woo! It all makes sense. Actually, to be honest, there have been many badgers, because we all know it's badger, 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 mushroom, mushroom. Oh, there is a snake! Yeah, there we go, see? It makes sense! Anyway, do we have any more questions? We must have. Herfordshire. Herfordshire says, we got there safe and sound. Urpot's not unpacked yet, but hey, he's live and well. Urpot is now living with Vija, because they saw how well it was working for us as an SWHQ with everyone here. So now there's going to be an Emerald Coast one, and the main's going to live in their loft. And then T-Bird's going to climb through the window all the time, like in Clarissa Explains It All. It's going to be this random ladder come up when the main's there, and she's going to go, hey, T, and it's going to be this random wow, wow, guitar sound.
Is he
going to
hit the ladder on the
Yeah, it's going to go, yeah. You'll just, that'll be his cue. Hey, T, wow, wow. Yeah, Ram's moving into our basement. Yeah, I meant to ask you about that. Can you start digging? Well, it'll be mysterious because she'll live in our basement, but every morning she'll either be upstairs or Blake will be downstairs, and it'll be really mysterious, and we won't know why.
Yeah.
We don't know why.
Even I don't know why.
You know why? Even he doesn't know why. Oh, he's young. Anyway, that's all the questions, apparently. So PM me your questions if you have questions. Come on, give us questions! Come on! Seriously, just give us some questions.
Any questions?
I think Matthew says, expect Blake to be in the basement then. That's wrong! Wrong!
Oh, don't you know?
Empire says, I didn't expect you as a Clarissa Explains It All fan. Nope, I'm a person who's watched television within the last 20 years, so am I.
Pretty much, I
haven't read that phrase.
I almost forgot.
Na 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 na. Okay. We're also gonna have a talking black cat that was previously a wizard that tried to take over. And we're going to call him Gioeli. Gioeli the cat. He's always wanting to borrow money off me. That's gonna be his gimmick.
Black,
and then he'll go on to retire by overdubbing documentaries.
Yeah. I can see that. I can see that. Can you see that happening? This is the ocean. It's blue. Not like diarrhea, but it's blue. True blue! That's gonna be it. This is fun. This is a much more fun show than recently because we're just doing crazy stuff. ShadowFox04 says, what's our favourite letter of the alphabet? As Echo tries to suck my ear off. What? And I did say ear.
Well,
and
that's
off.
What the kids are calling it these days. Yeah. What's your favourite letter?
Jolly says if Gioeli is a cat, then Sunuri must be an owl because owls know stuff that cats don't. What? What?
Well, everyone is fine.
Well, Crush 40, terrible.
Oh dear.
This guitar is too powerful for you, my lad.
Oh god.
Yeah. If Hogfather says Bob's Bummers and Johnny return, I think I'll have a round of which questions for Johnny. Unless I get answers from the audience before time runs out. I think it's more likely that Buzz Bummers will return.
Well, that was awesome.
Yeah. Buzz Bummers will return. I think we'll sack Hogfather though. He can't muck up with his own name, what his bloody name, so I'm not gonna.
I don't know, some of that was more interesting than it sounded. Mm.
I can't I was really annoyed because people I deliberately put Ken Below's name in just to get a reaction from people that would be presumably a massive boo. And everyone was like too busy going, oh, from a previous one that they actually didn't hear it.
Pretty much.
Oh, Cogpile says, oh cool, I got sacked by a radio. Well, at least it wasn't by text. That can be arranged. Can I have redundancy pay now? Why? I don't get damn paid for SOS. I know I'm the only one who's technically working. So there we go. I don't even get time back. That's really sucks.
You don't get overtime.
I don't get overtime. I don't get the time back. That really sucks.
It's genuinely bullcrap.
Are Crush 40 going to be going to future SOSs? I don't know about...
Probably unlikely at this
point. AUK pays SOS to work. That is more accurate, Shadow Fox overall, than you could probably have ever said. are Crush 40 going to be at future SOSs? That's entirely up to them. I would imagine that Jin Snow would be really up to it. Frankly, after next year, I couldn't give a monkeys. So... and it's not going to be my problem. It's going to be someone else's problem. That's if they get. I have a kitten sat in front of my garden. A radio Sega branded kittens of empires. No, will you stop? Will a radio Sega channel stop trying to brand kittens? It's wrong and it's immoral.
Bring them to me.
What will you do to them?
I would keep them.
You'll keep them.
Yeah.
And use them as mittens.
Yeah.
Oh, might
wait,
be
no.
Kind of painful for them.
Yeah,
mittens,
so.
Kitten mittens. Kitten mittens!
Why not?
It's like, when you want to attack... That would be a fantastic weapon, actually.
Frankly, far more humane than my kitten shoes, okay?
Actually, no, seriously, that would be an awesome... We're talking about Dead Rising 2.
Mm.
That would have been an awesome thing. You get a cat, and you gravitate it to each of your hands, and then you got that, and then you've got, like...
Climbing along.
You can climb.
I'm not
or alternatively, you've got there's 3 claws per foot. Yes.
No. 5.
5. I don't know. That's why I was partly looking at you. So it's 5 claws per foot. Yeah.
They do
so you've got 20 claws per hand. So when you can attack people with 2 cats, gaffer tape to your hands. And just claw people to shreds because you've got 40 claws all of a sudden. It's like, screw you, Wolverine, I've got cats.
I can't remember if they have 4 or 5. I think it's 5 in front because I do have the thumb blade basically, but I'm keeping it back and I just like.
Yeah,
I know. Which is what I thought.
Amazing. Josh is a radio saying a branded puppy. No, we're not starting on dogs. If Gio Ellie has a cat, does he have a fishing rod? Yes, he goes fishing and it costs me an absolute fortune. Sorry, I'm getting too close to you now. I should probably shut up about that. Let's.
A little bit, yeah.
I don't know. Stuff. Sheriff Fox also says his favourite letter of the alphabet. What's your favourite letter of the alphabet, peoples? Give it J.
Couldn't imagine why.
J.
Yeah.
It's like your entire name in one go.
I know, ain't it? It's kind of weird.
J, it's yours. Obviously, I would have thought yours might have been S. No. I think you're thinking of something different here than what I was insinuating.
What?
And why would his favourite letter be S?
Yeah, I kinda get that.
Right. Then why are you still questioning it? Never mind.
Like,
what's your favourite letter of the alphabet?
C.
You just said that because you know that would piss me off.
Yes! It's a Z.
The Z!
Z!
Go away and take your aluminum stuff with you. Go on.
Aluminum.
To your semi-finals. Go on, piss off. I don't know. What if it was a stuffed kitten or puppy? I don't know. That wouldn't really be weird, would it? I don't really have one. Omega. There you go.
That's a Greek alphabet.
It's a Greek alphabet. There we go. I'm different.
You're not different. You're cheap.
Anu Gubernato says, says pie or pie or Coke,
and then corrects
the cake. No, I'm going to stick with pie or Coke. Pie or Coke.
Coke.
Yeah. Okay. Pie or cake then.
Cake.
Yeah. What's going through her mind now is that basically it could be apple pie. But again, it could be cheesecake.
It's a very zen moment for me.
Very <It's> zen.
What's better?
Wow.
Pie or cake?
Turn off the
and
lights.
And you're enlightened at that point. It's like, yeah. That's different. I don't know. I could choose. As long as it doesn't have basil.
I'm gonna say pie because that can be both sweet and savory.
I'm
cool with whatever you get me, frankly. Hey, big guy.
Hey, little guy.
Hey, little guy. Gabby's busy tormenting Bentley Jones about the Devil May Cry song. Hopefully the OC guys will get that online sometime soon. We talked about that. We talked about that like 18 months back. Us two.
I don't know.
With Devil May Cry. No, Devil May Cry is dead. It's all emo.
It's very Edward Cullen, that's the word.
I said it before, I will say it again, it is My Chemical May Cry.
My chemical
Romance May Cry, yes.
Okay.
Any other questions? Any other questions? Yes, there is. Questions from those guys, though. SLR skipped out again. What's your favourite number of the number bet? Blast his pinata. The number bet.
6-1.
I'm gonna say 18-4. Mine's exponential over pi. One to one. That's good. That's a good one.
I'm making this up as I go. I don't know. Run away.
It goes 2 hours. Yeah, I can go however long I don't want with the exception of really soon. Help us another question. Hat or cheesecake? Oh, this would be hard for you. The hat. But it's your lover.
I don't care about that.
Yes, that has been painfully apparent.
Shut your mouth right now, you.
That would rather ruin the show, really, wouldn't it? So hat or cheesecake, you say cheesecake.
I say hat.
You say hat.
He doesn't. He doesn't say cheesecake.
I know, I heard him the first time.
Okay.
I thought for a second you were, like, telling me that I don't like cheesecake.
I'm being echoed by Echo.
Echo by Echo, so you're Echo squared. Yeah, I just put a random number down. It normally is like 1.5 hours, but we can go longer. How amused would it be if C40 Johnny cosplayed as Sonic Rush Adventure Johnny?
They can do that?
Johnny from Crash 40, if he cosplayed SOS 11 as Sonic Rush Adventure Johnny.
Oh, you mean...
That dude, yeah.
Oh, I'm trying to put a face to the name. I swear to God, I forgot what he looks like. I'm thinking he's green.
He's the green with like the shark head. Robot.
He's the only one he was
a robot. Yeah. He was a robot, but actually his initial design, he was human. There you go. I'm not sure anyone knows that actually. There you go. Random trivia piece for you. Johnny was originally human in his design. Seriously. Dogfather says, no, we don't know that. Well, there we go. You know it now. He was originally designed as a human character in armor.
But what is it with Sonic and Green rival characters? We got Jet and
Johnny. Everyone's like, what now? Yeah, you find out these things occasionally when you listen in. I've got some concept art, haven't I? As normal. Zone Johnny. I think they're now stunned by this revelation. But, Echo to the power of Blake divided by AUK equals what? Well, RAM, presumably. I mean, is anyone that's left? Johnny says, what's your second favourite letter of the alphabet? A silent F. I'm going to say. What do you people say?
X.
X.
It's just third.
Well, your second favourite one. Oh, now we know the priority orders. Someone's gonna kill you.
I'm gonna kill me and then try and sweet talk my way out.
It's not hard.
What?
Sweet talk my way out. You have a very rainbowy switch going on.
Oh yeah, that's the improvement online. We get yeah.
What?
Green.
I think I've seen. Oh yeah, you. Yeah, I've seen it.
Fox says, I accept RAM as an answer. Woo, pointless topics popping up on SMB now, yay.
Yay. Well, that's SMB! No, I haven't been on there yet, but I did register. I'm too terrified of the mass.
Eto X the letter X.
I do X.
What is your favourite Pepsi product, says Josh? Well. Hang on a moment. This needs to be looked up, actually.
I know all the stuff that Pepsi makes, but I only like Pepsi. I got like Mountain Dew. I think not Dr. Pepper.
Is Wikipedia back? Because Wikipedia was down earlier. Coke? Oh no, it's Ready Products. I was going to say, apparently Pepsi owns Coca-Cola, according to Wikipedia. No, they don't.
Slogans.
Yeah. Where's the first quenching one? They don't have first quenching. What's the name? Tasty Motivating Pepsi. I don't have that listed.
Pepsi.
Yeah, Pepsi Man. PepsiCo Incorporated show. Pepsi Cola, Diet Pepsi, Pepsi Max, Jazz Diet Pepsi. Jazz Diet Pepsi?
Yes.
Was that only available in New Orleans, was it? Pepsi One, Kaz, Mountain Dew, Mazanita Sol, Mirinda, Mug Root Beer, Sierra Mist, Slice, AMP Energy, Aquafina, that's the water, isn't it? Ethos Water, which is under license. Lipton, who do the iced teas. No Fear, Ocean Spray, Frappuccino, Starbucks.
They own fucking Starbucks.
No, they don't. Oh, they might do, actually. Might be mistaken. Sobe.
Oh, they have Sobe. Awesome.
Shani.
Are they also
Lay's.
No, that's the
foods.
places.
They own walkers, apparently. When do they own walkers?
Yes, so they have Sun Chips as well. They're pretty freaking awesome.
And
they
Smiths.
Get Tropicana.
Tropicana, Dole, Naked, Capella. Well, they own Francis Ford Capella. Gatorade, they also own.
Propel.
They own Quaker. I find that funny, actually. I've got to say, I find that
huge.
Funny.
This huge.
It's a sausage.
I like their taste and flavor. I'm not a fan of, like, Mountain Dew. You'd figure, well, player, Mountain Dew, it should be a marriage made in heaven. I can't stand this stuff. No, it's very stereotypical.
Last Spin Island says Mountain Dew is not suitable for pregnant women or children, but children shouldn't be pregnant anyway. I wonder what the topics are. Presumably, I revealed that Johnny is human. TSS. I'm surprised TSS doesn't have a story up on that already. Actually, TSS has actually. TSS has behaved. TSS, the new TSS Z.
Really?
There's an insult, Joey.
We'll just have to keep. What do we call the bed? Cute, fluffy puppies?
Cuter, fluffier.
Cuter, fluffier
kittens. Cuter, fluffier kittener. AK, have you ever had relentless? I've had relentless bouts of pain in my head, but apart from that, Fluffy puppies.
If you saw an Aussie Shepherd puppy, you would think it was the fluffiest dang thing ever.
Another seen. Question, do you own a manly console for manly men? Is that a Dreamcast?
In case we have two! Oh,
okay. Shade says cute fluffy hedgehogs. If a hedgehog is fluffy, it's not doing its job very well.
A bit damp. What?
What are you talking about? You just randomly went a bit damp.
Well, that must be why the hedgehog's fluffy, apparently. It's a bit damp. So what? That's why Sonic can't swim now? Is he, if he gets wet, he turns fluffy?
Probably.
He becomes a Lion King in blue. And then, I don't know, the eyeball guy starts singing, I'm blue, damn it. And then it just keeps going from there. And then shit just gets weird.
Gabby says, can someone whose opinion matters confirm that I'm indeed awesome? Gabby, you are awesome!
Could play with
you. Yeah, stop going on about TSSZ, people. Nothing to see here. TSSZ's been strangely good to me recently. And they've been pretty generous to me and pretty against everyone else. I'm the only person they're not being nice.
So you have to.
They haven't got an issue with currently, apparently. That's fine. Anyway, it's coming up to that time when we say goodbye. I'm going to stop that. Stop it! Seriously. There was a reason we had to wait on the board in the first place, which is to find out if there were any questions. And I'm guessing there are, so let's sort this out. Oh yes, questions for Series 5, of which there are a couple. What is your favourite piece of Sonic merchandise you've seen or owned? Favourite piece of Sonic merchandise? You don't have any. My favourite piece... I think owning the snowball is pretty cool.
My favorite has to be the
Werehog
hoodie.
The Werehog hoodie. Mm-hmm. There's not many of them, no. The Werehog hoodies.
If I could have one and like wear it, I would wear it all the time.
I have a Sega Superstars t-shirt at work. which is just like, I have never seen another Sega Superstars t-shirt. Speeds Turbo says, what was Sega thinking when designing Rouge for a game played by children? So nobody's allowed to have breasts if the game could be, if there's a chance that the game could be played by children.
I think it's the fact that it was typically geared towards the younger generation.
Yeah, but in Japan that doesn't matter at all.
They don't even put up warning signs to the different sections of the manga between the porn and the rest of it, frankly. You could just walk into a corner and go, oh god, and catch an eye.
Mega Scar Khan says, what is your favourite piece of... how does the DS version of Sonic Colors compare to the Wii version? Well, it's completely different. one's on the DS, one's on the Wii. This may just fit my purchasing decision. Well, you've seen what the Wii one looks like.
Then well, it's the question of, do you have time to sit in front of a console, or do you have time to carry around?
The Wii version is much more difficult to play on the move. Yeah, you gotta drag onto a bus or a train, you know, everything, extension leads well, converters.
They won't let you use the outlet.
Yeah, if it gets really, you have to have the volume down low, because otherwise people get really annoyed. I've listened to your show archives. After all this time, do you think there are any questions left that you haven't been asked?
There's always questions.
Well, that one was not been asked before. So you've just proved yourself right. So I mean, there is probably questions left that we have. And time is changing all the time. Situations will come up which will result in different particular questions that we need to ask. Union Hex is AK Brent Dancing Eggman X Knuckles responds. Great Dancing Eggman X Knuckles equals Great Dancing Knuckles minus Eggman divided by Nega equals Where is Takal?
Yeah,
I should probably look away somewhere different from the sand, probably, is my guess. Hulkfather says, another question, when Sonic 4 is fully released, all episode, if there was a box Sonic 4 release, would you buy it? No, because I was hoping they'd give them for free. Actually, a better question. Does this official piece of merch make you laugh? Seen it before. Seen that badge before. Posted that image round to most of Sega, actually. And the result was... I think that says AUK X to Cal.
Yes, that's
it. I knew Cabanato wins.
It's the sad truth, I think. Don't get him a Tikal plushie, please.
This is a bit ripped from Echo X Werehog, Echo X Metal, Echo X Shadow.
I was young and lonely and fragile, and you know what?
That's what they all say.
I needed someone.
He was there. He was always there. He was robotic.
He could do things you couldn't possibly do, like take off his own head.
He's turning into Jeremy Carl.
I enjoyed that. Shut up!
Anyway, it's coming to the end. We've got 10 minutes left before, on Radio Sega at the very least, we get. What's her name? Last Feet, that's him.
Old Quickfoot, that's the one.
Old Quickfoot. I like that one. You can't get better than the Quickfoot. He's a radio scoot. Someone commissioned Ram on the main draw to Cal X AUK. AUK is like
a commission Ram.
I dread to think what Ram would draw, to be honest. Well, Ram, no, I'm not denying that Ram isn't good. I'm just worried what exactly how Ram would draw it.
He knows if it's gonna go on the site, and he's not gonna draw or do it on the map for you, all the work for you. Right now. As much as you appreciate the artistic quality of her work.
I especially admired the penmanship and the details of the various lines. Ram is doing a commission request thing right now. Everyone's doing commissions at the moment. Purity's doing commissions on SSMB. I'm guessing Trippy is doing.
She's always
doing commissions.
Well, now that she's got a job, or two jobs. I mean, literally, she got employed at two places.
If you commission Ram, on her,
yeah, that's true. Yeah, if you commission Ram, you help with the trip over for next summer of Sonic, and you also get somebody smiling. So, a few people smiling, many people smiling. Some smiles were bigger than others, especially hers. What we got? Apparently my opinion matters more than Tyson's creed opinion. Yay, I win an opinion em off. Right, we need some pieces of music to close the show. I want something pretty, you know, rockin', Sonic wise. So, guys, suggestions. We're going to have Powerman 5000 with Almost Dead from Shadow Lost and Found. And then what we're going to have? Something equally groovy. And preferably something that's, you know, about a minute long.
Somebody does need to do it.
Drill!
You know somebody could do so much with that. They could throw in their own little noises and phrases. Yeah, get
Bentley to
get
do...
Get something from Black Knight. That'll be short. Arthur's Gunther.
That's from First Night.
Oh, close enough. That game,
Arthur
keeps
kicking
my butt. Yeah.
Mm.
That's a short one.
We'll do that. Maybe a couple of days. Doesn't matter. That's it for this week's. Yep, that's it. That's it for this week's Radio Redux. Got Powerman 5000 Almost Dead. Followed by Crush 40 with Through the Fire. And if you're listening on Radio Sega, you'll then go straight into Boss Feet's Foam Mix with Quickfoot himself. There we go. Old Quickfoot. Old Quickfoot. So, I've been Outchange UK.
I've been Blaine Draco.
And we will see you next week. Bye for now.
No more gods, no more graves. Are you friend or